You reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
I know a lot of you have heard this song before. This song is from, this is from Lucky Millinder. This was, he was a swing and rhythm and blues band leader. This song, D-Natural Blues, was done in 1947. But actually, this was written by Paul Hucklebuck Williams, because if you watched The Honeymooners, and there's a classic one where Ralph Cramden, his buddy is teaching him how to dance the Hucklebuck. So the song is Do the Hucklebuck. Well, that's from Paul Hucklebuck Williams, but the song is known as D-Natural Blues, and it was done first by Lucky Millinder and his orchestra. Lucky Millinder was born in Anniston, Alabama, on August 8th, 1910. He passed away in Harlem, New York on September 28th, 1966. And this gentleman, although they say he could not read or write music and did not play an instrument, and he rarely sang, but they said his showmanship and musical taste is what made his band successful. He was kind of like Cab Calloway. You know, because Cab Calloway, you know, he had that type of showmanship and that flair. And his group is said to have been the greatest big band to play rhythm and blues. And his work, he gave work to a number of musicians who became influential at the dawn of the rock and roll era. And what I didn't know is that that early in his career, you know, he's helped many jazz artists as well. And from what I understand is that he also discovered the gospel singer and guitarist who was known as the being the, you know, really the mother of rock and roll, basically, as well, Miss Sister Rosetta Tharpe. But, you know, also Dizzy Gillespie was the band's, was Lucky Millinder's trumpeter in his band for a while. And he also was featured on Millinder's charting hit, R&B hit, When the Lights Go On Again, All Over the World, which reached number one on the U.S. Billboard R&B chart and number 14 on the pop chart in 1942. We celebrate Mr. Lucky Millinder, who was able to merge really jazz and R&B together. He was a R&B jump blues swing musician band leader, and his years active was from 1925 to 1955. Coming up next, we're going to bring you some more, but this time we're going to bring you the blues from this great, great gentleman, guitarist, Mr. Otis Rush, from 1959, talking about Double Trouble, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Laura Rain from Laura Rain and the Caesars, Detroit. You are listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music with your host, Professor T. Love.
Keep a job, laid off, I'm having double trouble. But hey, hey, yeah. They say you can make it if you try. Yeah, some of this generation is millionaires. It's hard for me to keep decent clothes to wear. Trouble taking me, I have no money to show. But hey, hey, to make it you got to try. Baby, that's no lie. Yes, some of this generation is millionaires. It's hard for me to keep these clothes to wear.
Some classic West Side Chicago blues from this gentleman, Mr. Otis Rush Jr., born April 29, 1934. He died September 29, 2018. And he was an American blues guitarist and singer-songwriter. And his distinctive guitar style featured a slow burning sound and long bent notes. He has influenced Michael Bloomfield, Peter Green, and Eric Clapton. And, you know, he was born in Philadelphia, Mississippi, and he basically made his way up to Chicago, Illinois, and he was respected. I'm going to tell you something. He was respected amongst Muddy Waters, you know, all of the greats, Buddy Guy, Magic Sam, you know. He had similar styles, similar, his qualities were similar to the styles of other 1950s artists at this time, Magic Sam and Buddy Guy. And he was a left-handed. He was left-handed and played as such. However, his guitars, they say, were strung with the low E string at the bottom and upside down from typical guitarists. You know what I'm saying? So this guy, he had his own distinctive guitar in terms of the guitar and his own distinctive guitar style. And we celebrate Otis Rush Jr., who was active from 1956 to 2003. We celebrate him. He died at the age of 84 on September 29th, 2018. And he has left his impact on R&B, blues, you name it. This gentleman has done it, and he's influenced many guitarists. And this is A Bowl of Soul celebrating the blues and celebrating jump boogie and jump boogie swing R&B, baby. You know where you get your roots from. Coming up next, you know, we had a couple of presidential candidates that, you know, just basically got out of the race for the presidential election coming up in 2024. And that was Mike Pence, right? And you know, we also, it's been kind of hilarious. And Tim Scott, you know, they jumped out the race. But you know what? At the end of the day, we as Americans, we got to decide who's going to be our favorite candidate. Coming up next right here on A Bowl of Soul, playing something from 1969 from one of my favorite vocal groups, The Intruders, talking about who's your favorite candidate. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
So again, I walked into the room with no expectations, just to stun on everybody. And here I am at A Bowl of Soul with Professor T. Love.
Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Who's your favorite candidate, baby?
Is it me,
who's your
baby?
Candidate, baby?
And oh, darling, I promise if I should win,
And that's from the Intruders. That was on the flip side of their album. Really, on the flip side of the 45. It was on Gamble Records before it was Philadelphia International Records. It was called Gamble Records with Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. And they were an independent record label, Gamble. And this was off, this was 1968, 1969. And, you know, on the flip side was Me Tarzan, You Jane. But you got, you know, the Intruders had some dope records from that era. You know, remember, this is off the heels of Cowboys and Girls. You know, it's off of the heels of that. But make sure, you know, I love playing records that are like, you know, they're B-sides as well. And I thought that was fit the situation of who you gonna pick. You know what I'm saying? Because Tim Scott fell out, and so did Mike Pence, and the drama still goes on. So, and this is A Bowl of Soul. This is Professor T Love coming at you once again, giving you some blues, jump boogie, R&B, baby. Coming up next, one of my favorite slow jams from this group right here, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes from 1972. This was off the album where they did I Miss You. This song, Let Me Into Your World, was done also by the OJs, and they were also on the Gamble label before they became Philadelphia International Records. The way the OJs version was okay, it was decent, but I think when Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes featuring, of course, you know, the legendary Mr. Teddy Pendergrass, when they put their imprint on this, this definitely sold me. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, Let Me Into Your World, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man D Folks, and y'all are checking out A Bowl of Soul with one of the hottest DJs in the land, Professor T Love.
On the outside, I gotta get on, lady. You walk around with your head up high. On the street I stop, but you walk on by. Oh, sophisticated lady, you know I love you. So why do you put me through the changes that you do? Won't you let me into your world? Oh, lady, please let me into your world. Oh, lady,
the experts say on the Milky Way there's a pot of gold.
In my world, that pot of gold is in your eyes. But in your arms,
I love.
That's beautiful. I don't like it on the outside. I love it. Dope slow jam. This was off of the 1972 album, I Miss You, with, of course, you heard Mr. Teddy Pendergrass. And that's a classic. That album is a classic. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, giving you some great R&B. You know, coming up next, you know, this group, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. I was so proud that they were finally recognized. These guys, they worked very hard and they stayed with it. They could have given up as a vocal group long time ago when their contract was over with Motown. I was so proud to see New Edition sing the songs of the Spinners. And you know what? The Spinners, they really got a second life when they came to Atlantic Records and was produced by Tom Bell. They got their second wind because they really were a doo-wop group. They were, I believe, discovered by Harvey Fuqua and produced by Harvey Fuqua. And then they got a contract with Motown. And then, you know, they had some, you know, they had some songs like in the mid-60s, I believe 1965, had the song, I'll Always Love You. They had that song. What Girls Are Made Of, that was another song. And then they finally hit big time with a song written by Stevie Wonder called It's a Shame. But, you know, once their contract ended, because, you know, gave them a 7-year contract. Once that contract was over, they got a new life, and they got a new life with Atlantic Records. And they just had hit after hit after hit. Right here on the Bowl of Soul, we are celebrating the Spinners. This is off of their 1974 album with Felipe Wynn, who is one of their lead singers. And, you know, this song was off of the Mighty Love album. This song is called I'm Glad You Walked Into My Life. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
Another year has come and gone. I thought I had to make it all alone. It's been so long, but God above gave me the strength to find someone to love. So girl, I'm kind of glad you walked into my life. I finally found love, though I had to sacrifice.
I'm truly glad to know you. Maybe soon you wanna go. Hey, but now I'm king on a throne. I finally found love. glad to know you. Maybe soon you wanna go. Oh, I said I'm king on the throne. Give me my crown, babe. Glad to know you. Maybe soon you wanna go. Oh, but right now, I'm king on the throne. I don't wanna be left alone.
Girl, I'm kind of
glad. Baby, I'm glad. I'm glad.
Yeah. I finally found
someone. I'm truly glad to know you. Maybe soon you wanna go. Oh, but right now I'm king on a throne.
That is so classic. You hear Felipe Wynn. You know, I'm so happy for the Spinners. The last original member retired this year, Henry Fambro. And, you know, the Spinners started in 1954. And now there is a new iteration of the Spinners. And, you know, the classic members, Purvis Jackson, Billy Henderson, Henry Fambro, Bobby Smith, and then, of course, they had G.C. Cameron, Felipe Wynn, John Edwards, C.P. Spencer, you know, and now they got a new set, the newer members, C.J. Jefferson, Marvin Taylor, Jesse Robert Peck, and Ronnie Moss. And, you know, it's exciting that they finally have been recognized. They had received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1976, and they were inducted into the National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame in 2015, and now they've been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We celebrate the Spinners. Like I said, you know, the Spinners could have given up after that 7-year contract with Motown, but they kept going, and they got a new life, and we celebrate them right here on A Bowl of Soul. I got something exciting to tell you, that we are on the A Bowl of Soul Radio Network. We are going to have, comedy, you know, talk about current events. Oh, you're going to laugh, you know, you're going to laugh your shoes off with this gentleman by the name of Mr. B.J. Murphy, and he will be on the A Bowl of Soul Radio Network on Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday, starting next week, right? Starting next week, and that will be, when we look at it, that will be on November 20th. I'm excited. It's going to be 3 hours of fun, talking about current events, you name it. It's done by B.J. Murphy. Check this out.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is B.J. Murphy. We're a part of A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Oh, man, you always love the music on this radio station. Now you're going to love the conversation that's going to accompany with it. Just think of us as a piece of cornbread next to your bowl of soul music, all right? Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 until noon on A Bowl of Soul.
Yes, and that's my man, B.J. Murphy. I'm excited that he's coming to our network. Wanted to give a nice, great lineup for y'all while y'all driving in your car. You're at work from 9 to 12 noon Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to a bowl.
Yeah.
of that jazz funk, man. Woo! This album is heavy, y'all. This is, you know, Visions of a New World from 1975. You know, Lonnie Liston Smith, he has played with some of the greats. You know what I'm saying? He played with Miles Davis, you know, and I believe he played with Farrell Saunders. This guy, his roots go way back. But, you know, one thing about in this period was a lot, the jazz was very experimental, especially with fusion, with, you know, combining jazz and funk and a little bit of R&B in it. But what's amazing is the people that was in this group, you know, he had James M. Toomey, you know what I'm saying? Reggie Lucas played on this album, you know, and when you look at James M. Toomey, I did a show about James M. Toomey and his roots. And you know, James M. Toomey also was in Miles Davis band in the 70s, you know, and this was a time where they was blending soul and funk together to create fusion. And, you know, the legendary Mr. Bob Fiele, who was a record producer on Impulse Records. And he worked, you know, Bob Fiele worked on numerous classic jazz albums and record labels. And, you know, he helped him, you know, helped him to put together this album, you know, which is amazing. And it's still amazing to this day when you listen to it, you know what I'm saying? Because jazz can lend its tentacles to many genres of music. And we celebrate the legendary Mr. Lonnie Liston Smith, who is 82. He was born December 28th, 1940 in Richmond, Virginia. And, you know, he is a classic jazz and soul and funk musician right here on A Bowl of Soul. Another inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was the legendary Kool Herc, who is considered one of the fathers of hip hop. And, you know, it was so heartwarming to see LL Cool J, who basically took some records and he mixed them together, mixed the grooves together. The first, which you would call jam, you know, because we used to have what you call jam industries. You know, we used to plug the equipment into the lamp pole to get electricity so we can get out there and mix these records and have a good time and people dancing. And, you know, he was very influenced. His record collection was crazy because, you know, Kool Herc could mix James Brown and then turn around and mix something from Babe Ruth, this British group that had this song called Keep Your Distance. And he really liked James Brown. He liked James Brown's grooves, and he noticed that when he played certain parts of that record, which we call the breakbeat, people would start going crazy. They start dancing. Right here on the Bowl of Soul, one of Kool Herc's records was James Brown. He had this album called Hell. And on this album was this song right here called My Thing. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Fellas!
Yeah!
A brand new funk.
Tell us about it.
A brand new funk.
Yeah. All right.
If you want to get down with a bird, this is the way you do it.
Tell us
about it. Walk up and rap to it. Put your hand on the lower left arm.
Come on now.
You know.
Yeah.
And this is what you rap to. I mean, come on like you should. Come on with you, come on.
Yeah.
Give me.
What you say?
Give me your thing.
What you say?
Give me.
What you say?
Give me your thing.
What you say?
Give me.
What you say?
Give me my thing.
What you say?
Feel so good.
What you say?
Let's get it on.
What you say?
Give me.
What you say?
Make it stone to the funk. Give me my thing.
What you say?
Give me.
Now you can't tell me you're not gonna get on the floor with this song. That song is too fly. It's too fly. And it's one of the songs that was off of that album that Kool Herc loved so much. We celebrate the legendary Kool Herc, who is one of the founders of an original musical African American art form called hip hop, right here on A Bowl of Soul. Another inductee into this 2023 class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was Chaka Khan. Oh yes, we I gotta clap for that. Let's clap. We clapping for Chaka Khan, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yes, she has left her imprint on us here in the United States and the world. You know, I remember when they first came out, my dad bought one of their albums. Was on an 8-track. That's how way back Chaka goes, baby. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, one of my favorite funk songs that she sang on in the early days from 1975, talking about Once You Get Started. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Kanya Dawson. I'm hanging out with Professor T Love on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Once you get started, oh, it's hard to stop.
you know Chaka put her foot, Rufus, that whole band, they put their whole foot in that song. You know, Chaka Khan is known as the queen of funk. And you know, her career now has spanned more than 5 decades. You know, Chaka is 70 years old. You know what I'm saying? She was born March 23rd, 1953. And we love Chaka Khan. I love Chaka Khan. And, you know, we celebrate her. I'm glad that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame recognized Chaka Khan and her contribution to pop music, R&B music, jazz music. I mean, Chaka sings everything above, baby. And we celebrate her and celebrate her induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for 2023. Also part of the 2023 class is this lady right here, the first female rapper to be inducted. She was inducted by Queen Latifah. This lady right here left her imprint on the world. And when I bought her first album, 1997, the world was introduced to Missy Elliott right here on the Bowl of Soul. And she's using a classic. This was produced by Timbaland. And you could hear Timbaland's sound, which is the same sound that was put her and Missy Elliott developed for Aaliyah. She used a classic sample from the Delphonics. Ready from Ready or Not, Here I Come. Check it out. Sock It to Me featuring Da Brat. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. I was looking for affection, so I decided to go swing it in my direction. I'll be out of control. Let's take it to perfection, just you and me. Let's see if you can bring the nasty out of me.
Plus, I'm peddling and pushing, picking up profits, but what I'm selling never gonna stop it. Socking it rocking it, dropping them on the spot. Heat up any break a shot, knocking you off of your socks. Guaranteed platinum, watch two of the coldest get hot.
I be the B-R-A-T, her be Missy. We some bad to be f***ing it up. I be B-R-A-T, her be Missy. And we some bad to be f***ing it up.
I'm your for life, baby. Giving you that Southern soul mixed in here, bringing that Dirty South. Woo! We celebrate Missy Elliott. This was off of the Super Duper Fly album, 1997, and you know her sound was a different sound. I mean, it really was. It was futuristic. And that was the way R&B, rap, hip-hop merged together. And you were starting to get a taste of that Southern Dirty South rap sound, too. You know, and, you know, she hails from Portsmouth, Virginia. And along with her partner, Timbaland. And, you know, they put together a dynamite, super-duper fly album. We celebrate Missy Elliott for being inducted into the 2023 class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, you know, I'm going to leave you with this gentleman right here, the legendary Mr. Don Cornelius. He was also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we just can't not talk about, you know, music without talking about Don Cornelius, because he really took his version of really, you know, we had American Bandstand, but it was, I wouldn't say the first time we ever had a black dance show that played R&B. I mean, there have been local R&B dance shows, even in the South. But this one went nationwide. And this gentleman right here, he was an American television host and producer, and he hosted Soul Train. Soul Train came into being in 1970, and then he hosted it from 1970 until 1993, and then he sold the show in 2008. But he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the Ahmet Erdogan Award because he was instrumental in taking R&B music onto a national level, just like Dick Clark. Right here on the Bowl of Soul, we are celebrating. Soul Train had theme songs. And one of the theme songs from 1973 was done by MFSB featuring the Three Degrees. And it was called the Soul Train theme, the sound of Philadelphia. Even though originally Soul Train started in Chicago, but then after a while he moved to Los Angeles, California. But we are going to celebrate Don Cornelius right here on A Bowl of Soul.
We'll be right back.
got this whole train line going. Let's go. Soul, and we celebrate the legacy of Mr. Don Cornelius, who is responsible for taking a local dance, black dance show, and making it nationwide and worldwide. And we celebrate his induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame of 2023. And we celebrate Chaka Khan, Missy Elliott, Kool Herc. Woo, Don Cornelius, we sell, and the Mighty Spinners right here on A Bowl of Soul. I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul. You can follow me on Instagram. My handle is PROFTLove, PROFTLove. And you can also follow me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. You can hit me up at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. Give me your feedback. Love to hear from you. And also, make sure you get some soul to go. You can go and download this broadcast by going to abowlofsoul.com and download this broadcast. And also, dig in the archives. It's good to dig in the archives. You know, that's like digging in the crates, you know, looking for those classic records, you know, that is on your mind and you want to play them. So make sure you get some soul to go. You can download it on your smartphone. It's like having a portable transistor radio to go, and you got A Bowl of Soul on it. I want to give a shout out to Mr. Rob Friedet. I was interviewed by him. He has a podcast called Hodge Pod with Bob Friedet, and what we did is we talked about R&B music and the influences, and we talked about a whole bunch of things, and we had fun on this broadcast. We had a ball, and I look forward to it. Make sure you check out that broadcast. It's on Apple Podcasts, and it's called Hodge Pod with Rob Friedet. And the guy, he's stellar. He looks back at history. He loves history, and he looks at history and music, sports, film, TV, crime, historical events. I had a ball with him because he knows his music too, you know, and he's a native of Memphis, Tennessee. So I had a ball talking about Memphis Soul with him. So make sure you go to Apple Podcasts, go to Hodge Podge with Rob Friedet. And also make sure you tune into the A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music radio network on Live 365. I want to thank all of you that are tuning into the A Bowl of Soul radio network. You really are tuning in and listening. And I'm so excited about having BJ Murphy, where you can listen to him from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And this guy, he's hilarious. You're going to hear some comedy. You're going to hear some music. You're going to hear current events and, you know, discussion, having real talk, and something for you to listen to in the morning hours. You know, you might be traveling. You never know, in your car, whatever the case may be. But it's on the A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music radio network. Shout out to Mr. BJ Murphy. I'm very excited about that, you know, as well. And there's some other interviews that are coming up for me as well. But I want to thank all of you for tuning in, listening to the podcast. You know, I want to give a shout out to the radio affiliates, Legend 107 Radio with the legendary Mr. Melvin Jordan. And he also has Legend Gospel as well. And he has a couple of radio programs on my network. He has the Heavy Storm, Quiet Storm on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. And he has Gospel Vibrations at 3 p.m. on Sundays, part of the Sunday brunch lineup on the A Bowl of Soul Radio Network. Also, I'm going to give a shout out to DPS Radio. Love y'all in Columbus, Ohio. Thank you so much for listening to A Bowl of Soul. Want to give a shout out to Rhythm Gold Radio in England. I want to show them some love because they've been, you know, they have consistently, they've been playing A Bowl of Soul on their radio network on Mondays in England. 105 Jam the Basement, baby, in Las Vegas, Nevada. You can listen to A Bowl of Soul on that radio network as well. And also the Sounds of Soul Radio with Miss Karen Williams out there in the Midwest in Gary,
Indiana, baby. Going back to Indiana, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like the Jackson 5 used to say. But definitely tune into the Sounds of Soul Radio. That is also on Live 365 as well. And also Down Soul Radio. Wow. Out in Charlotte, North Carolina. Want to give a shout out to my man Dallas. Thank you so much for reaching out to me this year. And you know, it's really crazy how he connected with me. And I was at a conference, Southern Soul Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. And he just reached out to me and we connected, you know, we connected while I was out of town. And that was awesome. And he's been playing a bowl of soul. So make sure you tune in to Dal Soul Radio, which is on iHeartRadio as well. And I want to give a shout out to VRC VLY Radio in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I love y'all out there. Thank you so much. I want to thank Jonathan for putting a bowl of soul on that radio network as well. So I want to thank all of you. I hope you have a great and pleasant weekend. We are on our way to Thanksgiving. You know, I'm going to start playing some Christmas music. I am really shocked that, you know, Christmas is on its way. It's really kind of threw me off. And Thanksgiving is throwing me off as well. Because we just left Halloween. So I don't know what happened there. But, you know, time is flying. And we're going to have a good time here on Bowl of Soul. Because, you know, when I start playing that Christmas soul music, the Christmas soul blues music, boy, it's going to be lit up in here. I want to thank all of you. God bless you. Thank you so much. Make sure by going, you can buy a Bowl of Soul t-shirt or a hat. You could buy a mug or a t-shirt. You can go to tinyurl.com, a Bowl of Soul t-shirt, and you can purchase that. Also, you could buy me a cup of coffee, you know. Buy me a cup of coffee. I like coffee. You know, I like tea, but I like coffee too. You can go to buy me a cup of coffee, buymeacoffee.com/a bowl of soul. I want to thank you all over the world for tuning in because I'm seeing people from Romania, Germany, oh my God, Morocco, you know, listening, Africa, love y'all, you know, England, you're tuning in, Bulgaria, you know, it is amazing how many people are tuning into a Bowl of Soul. And if you're interested in advertising on a Bowl of Soul, or putting your show on the Ebola Soul Radio Network, hit me up at EbolaSoul@gmail.com. We have some great rates. I look forward to hearing from you, those of you that want to get in front of a major audience. This is Professor T. Love. Have a great, great, great weekend. And you're listening to a Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to a Bowl of Soul.